CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... should reflect a little before they throw back images, or so said a noted French writer. But what is meant by reflection? Is it the indiscriminate throwing back of an exact likeness? Yes, that's what the dictionary says. But doesn't reflection mean also to pause, to ponder, to contemplate? Yes, the dictionary says that too. Obviously, Mr. Webster cannot help us here. We shall have to find our own way out.
Gavri Carter, you have been found guilty of treason.
But I'm innocent.
You were given a fair trial.
I'm not a traitor.
You were seen by witnesses. Do you challenge their honesty?
No, but...
But what, Gavri Carter? But what?
What year is this?
You know what year this is. 1943.
Then that proves I'm innocent. If this is the year 1943, I haven't been born yet.
Our mystery drama, The Old Country, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Paul Hetz. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If there are chores or do-it-yourself projects you avoid because they seem like too much work, maybe it's because your tools don't do enough. Hi, Pat Summerall to say True Value Hardware Stores offer hard-working tools like the rugged Homelite 16-inch gas chainsaw. Its powerful engine handles big cutting jobs with ease, and the safety tip prevents kickback. You don't have to avoid tough jobs like cutting trees or lumber when you have the Homelite gas chainsaw, now just $189.95 at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
Working hard to keep on trying. Wanna break, there's no denying. Get the pace that's satisfying.
Excuse me, I own that shoe store across the street.
Uh-huh.
Want to buy it?
Well,
I'll be honest. I have great shoes, but no customers, so I'm ready to sell the whole thing at any price, you name it.
$12.
Sold.
Ooh.
Well, now that you own a shoe store, what'll you do with it?
Well, advertise.
Well, I tried. A lot of newspaper ads and TV and magazines.
I'll probably go radio.
Radio?
Yeah, according to the latest studies, everyday radio reaches more people than newspaper, TV, or magazine.
How did you
What's
know?
More radio targets customers? I'll match up the right stations from my dressier line. Some different stations for young casual. Since radio costs a lot less than newspapers or TV, I'll get good efficiency.
Listen, I'd like to buy my store back from you.
Well,
at a fair profit.
Okay.
How much do you want?
$156,000.
That's a pretty fair profit.
I can leave it.
I'll take it.
Radio. It costs less, targets your best customers, and it sells. Radio. Red hot because it works. For more facts on radio, call this station of the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
Gabriel Carson is 32 years old and probably makes $2,000 or $3,000 for each year of his age. And for all I know, even more. What with stock options and bonuses and expense accounts, plus all the other perks of modern business. He is part of a new breed. Or maybe a contemporary aspect of an old one. Sharp, adaptable, perceptive, and predatory. And of course, he holds today's charismatic passport to financial success. An MBA degree from a prestigious university. And no one at International Acceptance Corporation, perhaps the world's largest conglomerate, knows that he was born Gavri Carter. And that his mother still lives in what is described as an ethnic neighborhood.
For your information, I have never lied about my origins. If I never told anyone, it's because, quite simply,
it never occurred to anyone to ask. And I visit my mother every Sunday.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, hi. I would have come earlier, Mama, but I knew you'd be at church.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are you feeling?
All right.
Good.
I'd feel better if I had a son who would come early on a Sunday and take his mother to Mass.
Mama, as soon as I get a chance, I'll do that.
So do it next Sunday.
Oh, I can't next Sunday.
Uh-huh. And this time, what's the excuse?
Well, they're sending me to Europe.
Why? What do you know about Europe?
And the company has opened a branch in Trieste.
Trieste? Well, it's only 200 miles from your father's village. Oh, listen, Gavri,
Mama, please, it's a business trip. I really have no time.
But it would have made your father so happy.
Mama, I have absolutely no interest in or curiosity about the old country.
Oh, Gavri, I wish I could tell you how wonderful
it is. If it was so wonderful, why did you leave it? Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe you never did leave it. I mean, this neighborhood, it's like part of the old country, and you married a young man who lived next door.
You're saying I shouldn't have married your papa?
I'm saying this neighborhood has been your whole life. You never left it.
And why should I leave it? All my friends, all the people from my old village are here. Here, come, sit down at the table. Look, I have your dinner almost ready.
Mama, when you eat at noon, it's called lunch. Besides, I'm not hungry. Just give me a glass of water so I can take this pill.
Ah, pills again. For what this time? First you take a pill that will make you sleep. Then you take a pill to keep you awake. In the old country, who ever heard of pills? A man was a man. He liked to eat, drink, play music, dance, enjoy life. Tell me, Gavri, do you enjoy life?
Sure, I enjoy life.
So how can you enjoy life if you don't have a family?
Mama, please, I'm really too busy.
What do you do that you should be so busy? No, why can't I see the busy? Your papa, when he was busy, I could see it. He was building a house. What do you do?
I create situations.
Yes, but where is the house? The pair of shoes?
Well, I'm not a carpenter. I'm not a shoemaker.
What are you?
I'm a strategic planner.
Oh, whatever that is, you don't look happy. A mother knows, and the mother knows why. You don't have a woman of your own.
Mama, I could have a dozen women.
Ah, those are women who could belong to anybody. I mean a woman who belongs to you.
Modern women don't want to belong to a man.
I understand. Therefore, you should marry an old-fashioned woman.
Please, Mama.
A girl from the old country. And I found her for you.
Now, look.
Now, she came here a few years ago. She's even been to college, just like you.
Now, look, Mama.
And it hasn't spoiled her. She teaches school. And here she is now. Ah, Ned, come in, my child.
Uncle Milam said you wanted these shoes right away, so I...
Oh, Neda, I want you to meet my son, Gavri. Gavri, this is Neda Bento.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Carlton?
No, that is not his name. What is it you call yourself, Gavri?
Carson.
Mr. Carson. Neda, come. Please, sit down. You have some dinner with us?
Oh, I have to prepare lunch for Uncle Milam. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Carson.
Miss Benko?
Goodbye.
Mama, did you tell that girl I would be here?
Why should I tell her? Did I tell you?
You placed both of us in an extremely embarrassing situation.
I did it for a reason. I wanted you to fall in love.
I simply don't understand you.
Sometimes when two people meet without warning, see each other for the first time, it's as if lightning strikes.
Mama, I...
She fell in love with you. I could tell by the way she turned color. Oh, and there was a look in her eyes. She has beautiful blue eyes, no? You see, she's very modest, and that is why she ran away. Did you fall in love with her?
Of course not.
Are you sure?
Look, Mama, I objected to this old country custom of parents arranging a match.
Hmm? You know a better way?
Oh, we've had this argument before. I am not going to marry Miss Benko, and that's the end of it.
Maybe. You say you're going to Trieste? Gavri, visit your papa's village.
I already told...
What, you're not proud of your papa?
Yes, Mama, but he was from another time, another world. Look, Mama, it's getting late.
All right. Before you go, eat something. Here, come on, give me your plate.
Hey, take it easy.
So, Gavri, do you think maybe you can find time to visit your papa's village?
Look, Mama, I really...
Ah, a pity. It might do you some good.
And that's how it would go each time I would visit my mother. There was usually a girl who she would have maneuvered into the apartment somehow on one pretext or another. Although, I must admit that Neda Benko was really the best looking of the lot. She did have the deepest, bluest eyes, but... I mean, she was so obviously wrong for me. Well, I had enough to do getting ready for my trip to Trieste, but finally I got squared away and got there ready to work. But the night I arrived, for some reason I can't explain, I found myself out walking near the dock. Clouds obscured the moon. There was a mist, a fine rain. It was hard to see anything. And then I heard the voice.
Gavri.
Yes. Yes, that's my name.
I can see you are Gavri. Gavri Karcha.
How did you know?
You look just like your picture.
What picture?
So, Gavri, tell me, where are you going?
Well, you tell me, why is it your affair?
It is my affair because my name is Volk. And I'm concerned with these things. Also because with this revolver, I can kill you in the blink of an eye.
Oh, is this a robbery?
The word came from Gorvan that you might be here.
Gorvan? What? That's the village. It's my father's village.
And his father's before him, and his father, and back for more than 1,000 years.
Yes, but what about Gorvan?
Walk in front of me quietly.
Yes, but
carefully. Patrols are out.
Patrol? Perhaps you'd better explain.
Estelle, you're making too much noise as it is. Turn here, to your left. Listen. A patrol. What? Silence. Flatten yourself against the wall. In this fog, they may not see us. Remember, make a single sound, and I'll be able to make sure of you.
Hey! Friedrich! Come here! Schnell!
What language was that?
What language do you think? German?
Yes, that's what it sounded like. But why would there be German soldiers here in Trieste?
Are you sure you're all right?
Who are you?
I'm Volk.
Volk? Suddenly, I heard a loud burst of music. It blared at me from the open door of a waterfront cafe. The rain had stopped, the pavement was dry, the mist had disappeared as if by magic. All about me were bright lights and laughter, music, and crowds of people. I mean, where was the man who had somehow materialized out of the fog? The man who called himself Volk. He was nowhere to be seen. Who was he? Had I imagined it? Probably. Well... The next morning, I was in our office with our local manager, Francesca Danilo.
I hope you're satisfied with our progress here, Mr. Carlson.
And my report on the whole is favorable. I know that with the proper supervision, you could very well become our outstanding overseas branch.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Yes, I must say I hadn't expected to find a woman branch manager.
It's probably due to the war, Mr. Carlson.
The war? That was such a long time ago.
So many men were killed, especially in this part of the world. It became necessary and natural for women to take over.
Yes, of course. I'll be leaving for home the day after tomorrow.
Shall I have my secretary make the travel arrangements?
Oh, thank you.
It's no trouble at all.
Yeah. Tell me, Miss Danilo, have you ever heard of a town called Gorvan?
Gorvan? No.
I mean, it's in the Kastendil Valley.
Oh,
Oh, yes. There was very heavy fighting there during the war.
Yes. And have you ever heard of a man called Gavri Kaja?
Oh, yes. He was quite a legendary hero. Are you interested in the history of this part of the world, Mr. Carson?
Well, we're in business here. It's good to know as much as possible about the people, the customs, so forth. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. About this Gavri Kaja.
The Germans set a trap for him, but he escaped somehow. He later went to the United States, where he married and raised a family, I believe. I understand he died some years ago. Find out more if you're interested.
No, thank you. I was just mildly curious. The next night was my last in Trieste. I had some reports to complete, and I was ready for bed before midnight. I had an early plane. I closed my eyes. I'd just fallen asleep when... Certainly not in a hotel room. It appeared to be a kind of cave.
Get down, Gavri. What? Get down behind that rock.
Hey, you're that man, Volk.
Get down behind that rock or I'll shoot you here and now.
What are you saying?
What he's saying is clear as crystal and just as sharp. If Gabriel doesn't do as he's told, he's as good, or as bad, as dead. Something is happening to Mr. Gabriel Carson, or Gavri Kaja. He seems to be moving in and out of an extremely strange situation. He's a strategic planner by profession, but he certainly hasn't planned on anything like this. The second act, shortly.
I told the guy at the garage I wanted a wheel alignment. He says, you got it. Said I wanted it done right. He says, you got it. Said I wanted it guaranteed. He says, you don't got it. Took my car to Goodyear. At Goodyear, we'll align your wheels and we'll guarantee the work for 90 days or 4,000 miles. Our limited warranty is good at over 1,300 Goodyear service stores nationwide. Get a wheel alignment now for $19, slightly higher in California. For guaranteed auto service, come up to Goodyear.
I am a smoker, and I smoke about a pack a day.
Sulamar, Antioch, Illinois.
And I thought, wow, my teeth are really getting yellow.
She used Total Smoker's tooth polish with fluoride.
My teeth started getting whiter, and it gave like a shine to them, like they hadn't had in a long time. I was very happy with it, and you know, I followed it all the time.
Total Smoker's tooth polish with three ingredients to clean and polish helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Total is gentle enough so you can use it every day. Use only as directed.
Hello, this is Max Morin. Do you have a sight problem that prevents you from reading? I've got good news for you about Choice Magazine Listening, a free service. Every other month, Choice Magazine Listening will send you, free, on phonograph records, 8 hours of selections from leading magazines featuring writers like William Styron, Joyce Carol Oates, John McPhee, Kurt Vonnegut, Art Buchwald, many others. So, if you are blind or unable to read regular print, or if you know someone with this problem, write to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the special record player provided free by the Library of Congress as part of its Talking Book program. So, write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050, or telephone 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. A public service message on behalf of the nonprofit Lucerna Fund.
Life Begins at 40 was the title of a popular book of a generation ago. And why not? When life begins, there's always been a matter for speculation and debate. However, looking at it a certain way, it may be said that our lives began long, long before we were born. Our lives began when life itself appeared on this planet. In each of us, whether or not we may be aware of it, are racial memories that go back to the dim and long-forgotten dawning of mankind.
Where are we? Who are you?
Quiet. They'll hear you.
Who's gonna hear me?
Shut up. You want to get us both killed?
Killed? By whom?
Now, crawl forward, slowly.
Now, would you just wait a minute?
Do you want me to shoot you now?
What do you mean, shoot me now?
Crawl forward. Don't try to crawl out.
Where are we going?
You know where we're going.
No, I don't.
It won't help you to pretend.
Look, where are we going?
To Gorgon.
Gorgon. Suddenly, it seemed there was an explosion in my head, as if the very word had set off a charge of dynamite. Gorgon. What was it? Just the name of some obscure mountain village? I closed my eyes. I tried to clear my mind. When I opened them again, the cave, or whatever it had been, was gone. And so was the man named Volk. I was sitting upright in the bed in my hotel room.
Hello?
Mr. Carter?
Yes?
This is Mr. Nilo.
Oh, Mr. Nilo. Oh, yes, Mr. Nilo.
Are you all right, Mr. Carter?
Am I all right?
Well, you said you'd be by this morning to pick up the reports on your way to the airport.
Oh, yes, that's right, I did.
Well, it's almost noon.
Noon?
You'll miss your plane.
How could it be noon?
Well, suppose I bring the reports to the hotel and then drive you out to the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the only way to do it.
I'll be at the front entrance in half an hour.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nilo. I jumped out of bed, showered, and dressed quickly. A bellman arrived to pick up my luggage. I followed him out of the room into the corridor, but no, it wasn't the corridor of a modern hotel. It was a dark alleyway, and I was sopping wet. A pelting rain was coming down all about me, and something hard was being jabbed into my spine. I turned around, and I saw the revolver.
Face the front.
Who are you?
Don't you know by this time I'm Volk?
Look, I won't move another step, not one more step, until you tell me what you want.
I'll shoot you.
Okay, go ahead. Kill me, and then I'll wake up. This is only a dream.
You think it's a dream?
Sure, it's a dream.
And the rest of it, that was all a dream, too?
The rest of what?
Gorgon. That was all a dream, Gorgon.
Gorgon? What do I know about Gorgon? What do I know about Gorgon?
Mr. Carson, are you all right?
What happened? What am I doing back here in my hotel room?
Well, you were supposed to meet me at the front entrance.
Oh, yeah.
But you weren't there. I waited. I had them call your room, but there was no answer. So I came up to see
you.
We'd
better get to the airport, huh?
I'm afraid you've already missed your plane. Mr. Carson, you're obviously not feeling well.
Obviously.
You're quite pale. You're shaking. And you're standing there just muttering, Gorgon, what do I know about Gorgon?
Yes.
Gorgon, I seem to recall that name came up the other day. Wasn't it the name of some remote village?
Yeah, that's right.
May I ask, what do you know about it?
Nothing.
Mr. Carson, why don't you see a doctor?
A doctor?
Something is bothering you.
No. I'm not sick.
Oh, but it doesn't necessarily have to be physical.
Oh, you mean that kind of doctor?
Well, perhaps you need a sedative of some kind.
No, I won't go to a psychiatrist. I mean, I don't know how these things are viewed in your country, but in America, for people in management positions, seeing a psychiatrist could be interpreted as a sign of weakness or incompetence.
I understand. Therefore, might it not be best for you to see a psychiatrist here, far from home?
Yes. I mean, something is happening to me. I don't know. It began as soon as I arrived here.
Can you be sure of that?
Well, it never happened before.
Perhaps it was something that was bound to happen at any time. A very good friend of mine has his office not far from here. I'm sure you could see him at once.
I knew I was being handled or maneuvered, and, well, I don't take to that sort of thing, but it seemed as if I had no will to resist, and I was feeling terribly confused. So she telephoned her friend, and I went over to his office.
Mr. Carson, I am Dr. Zaro.
No, wait a minute. You're not. I know you. You're Volk.
Who?
Volk. A man named Volk.
Who is Volk?
That man. With the gun.
Obviously, I am unarmed.
Yeah, but he waits for me in the dark.
Yeah, but it's light in here.
There's gunfire going on all around us.
I don't hear the sound of shooting. Do you?
No, but you are Volk.
Why do you insist?
Well, it's the same voice, the same face.
I am Dr. Zaro, Dr. Isfan Zaro. Who is Mr. Volk?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
And what does he want of you?
Well, he wants me to go back with him to Gorvan.
Gorvan?
Yes, yeah, it's a small village high in the hill.
And how would you, an American, know about it?
Well, it was my father's village.
Ah, and his name was Carson?
No, it was Karja, Gavi Karja.
I see.
What do you see?
Your name is also Karja.
No, it isn't. Karja was the name that was given to me, but Carson is the name I took.
Why?
Well, because I wanted to get somewhere. It'd be easier, simpler, if my name were Carson. And, well, that's all there is to it.
Continue.
With what?
Your story.
Well, I told you the whole story. A man I don't know who calls himself Volk wants me to go back to Gorvan with him.
That's all he wants?
Yes.
Well, if that's all, why don't you go?
Because I don't have the time. I'm quite busy.
You don't have a day or two? When was the last time you were in Gorvan?
Well, I've never been there.
Well, then, how do you account for Mr. Volk?
I can't account for Mr. Volk. That's why I'm here, to see if you have the answer.
You're the one who has the answer. After all, you created him.
And you're saying he's a creature of my imagination?
Are you saying he's real?
Well, he seems very real.
How many times have you seen him?
Three, four.
What are your plans now?
Well, I should be on a plane for home tomorrow morning.
And Mr. Volk?
Well, I hope I can just leave him here where he belongs.
What if you see him again?
Doctor, we seem to have lost sight of my purpose for this visit.
And what is that?
I had hoped, I had expected that you would tell me how I could avoid seeing him again.
But you will see him again.
Now look, Doctor, I was hoping you could help me.
Well, unfortunately, there is no pill or medication. You will have to help yourself.
All right. Tell me how.
Go to Gorvan.
But why?
Because that's where the answer is. If there is an answer.
Have a most pleasant flight, Mr. Carson.
Thank you, Miss Danilo. You've been quite helpful.
I wish I could have been more helpful.
Miss Danilo.
What is it?
There he is.
Who?
Volk. By the information booth. Don't you see him?
No, I'm afraid I can't.
Don't you see that man in a sheepskin coat?
A sheepskin coat? It's July.
And a fur hat.
Mr. Carson.
She has a rifle.
Mr. Carson, you'd better sit down.
Don't you see him?
No, I'm sorry.
He's coming towards us. Don't shoot!
All at once, there was no information booth, but a huge rock. There was no waiting room, no airport, but a steep mountainside, and I was trying to climb it. I had a pain in my chest. My hands were bleeding, and he was right behind me with his rifle.
Move forward.
I can't. Look, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I can't.
Move.
Is that the only word you know?
Move or be shot.
God, I wish he would. Shoot me would be a blessing.
Shooting is too good for you. Shooting is too sweet, too painful.
Why? What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Mr. Carson.
What? Oh. Oh. moment, I...
What is wrong, Mr. Carson? What is wrong?
I don't know. I guess there's only one way to find out. Miss Danilo, could you hire a car for me, please? Gorgon was not on any map, but it overlooked the Castendeal Valley. The roads were good. They wound through steep, jagged, mountainous country and reminded me of the Adirondacks or the Rockies. And to add to the back-home feeling was the American music on the radio. There wasn't a single soul in sight for miles. And where was Gorvine? Finally, I saw the sign, a small stone marker. It pointed directly up the side of the mountain. So I shifted into the lowest gear to start the climb. And then, did I hear voices?
Mahastinich! Blade Rufink!
Germans.
Yes, they are Germans.
Be quiet. Soldiers?
Yes, they are soldiers.
Mook, it's you. What are you doing here?
Where's my car?
What am I doing here? Those Germans. What are they doing here?
You know what they're doing here, Gavrikarja.
Look, I swear to you.
Gavrikarja, they're waiting for you.
For me?
Why? To show them the way.
The way? To where?
Govan.
Why?
So they can kill every man, woman, and child in the village.
And at this point, all of us will have to wait just a bit until the third act. Mr. Gabriel Carson, of Gavrikarja, has evidently blundered into a situation which he can neither understand nor control. Whether he will ever be able to do either or both, to be revealed shortly.
If you've been putting money aside, you're right to be concerned about inflation eroding its buying power. That's why you ought to know about Dreyfus Liquid Assets and how it can help you earn today's high money market yield without tying up your cash for months or years. Start with as little as $2,500. Make added investments as low as $100. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, your money is yours whenever you need it. Phone for it, have it sent to your bank, or write a redemption check for cash or to pay your larger bills. You keep right on earning that high yield, compounded daily until your check clears. No penalties on interest, no sales charges, no charge for the checks. It's so simple, sensible, convenient. But find out for yourself. Call toll-free 800-228-5000 for free information and a prospectus, including management fee, charges, and expenses. Read the prospectus carefully before investing or sending money. Discover how Dreyfus Liquid Assets can help you get the lion's share of today's high money market rates. 800-228-5000. Toll-free, 800-228-5000.
Hi, I'm Lyman Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Are you depressed? Is it hard to get out of bed in the morning? Do you look forward to, well, nothing? Perhaps some chain of events, something you couldn't control, has affected your life. Maybe you've lost your job or experienced the death of a family member or a friend. Whatever the cause, you're depressed. You're not able to shake the feeling of gloom that hangs over your head. Well, I've got news for you, and it's good news. There's a way to handle your depression. And here's one idea. Decide that you have the ability to decide what your life is going to be like and how you're going to feel about life. To get more suggestions on how to handle depression, just put the word depression on a postcard or in a letter and send it to me at this address. Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut, 06142. Ask for the depression plan. It's free. The address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut, 06142. This is Heartbeat.
Great themes of literature. There are some writers who say you can't go home again. There are others who claim that none of us ever really leave. All we know so far is that our hero, Gabriel Carson, or Gavrikarja, is going to his ancestral home for the first and what might very well be the last time.
The Germans are waiting for me?
Yes.
But why?
So that you can show them where the people of Govan are hiding.
No, no, look, believe me.
Believe you, a traitor? Now be silent. If you try to call out to your friends, you're a dead man.
My friends? You don't understand.
If you would only let me explain, a mistake, a terrible mistake is being made.
Is your name Gavri Karja?
Yes, but
the discussion is over.
I can't believe it. Soldiers, German soldiers, why are they here?
You know why they are here. They invaded our country to enslave us.
All right. All right, let's just keep our heads. There's a war, huh?
What war?
Huh? What year is this?
You know full well what year this is.
Please tell me.
This is the year 1943.
No, that's impossible. No, I must be having a nightmare.
You think so?
What do I have to do to wake up?
Enough of this stupid conversation. Now move forward, quietly.
No, I won't do it. I'm bound to wake up.
You won't move?
No.
All right.
Suddenly, he raised the rifle butt over his head. I never saw it come down on mine, but a great white light seemed to burst through my head. And then everything became dark. After a while, I don't know how long, I was conscious of deep pains throughout my skull. I opened my eyes. I was lying on the ground. It seemed to be the floor of a tiny hut. I tried to sit up, but I thought the better of it. Where am I?
Where? In the mountains.
Who are you?
Well, you know who I am.
No, I... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you. You're Netta Benko. What are you doing here?
I live here.
No. I mean, what are you doing here in my nightmare?
Your nightmare? The whole world has become a place of nightmares.
Yeah, I should have woken up when... What's his name? A Volk hit me on the head, but... evidently, the blow only served to drive me deeper into this. It... Netta. Why am I dreaming about you?
Why do you insist on calling me Netta? You know my name is Darinka. None of this will help you, this silly pretense.
Look, why don't you humor me?
You disgraced your village, your people.
Would you tell me what I did?
You have such an innocent look on your face. One could almost believe you.
No, would you tell me?
Dushan, your cousin, the man I was supposed to marry.
Dushan?
He killed a Nazi officer, and Dushan also died. But the Germans knew that he came from Govan, and they decided to destroy the village and kill everyone in it. Why do you make me recite this as if you don't know?
Because I don't know.
But we were warned. So all of us left for this hiding place. The Germans offered a reward to anyone who would lead them to us. You turned traitor. But we found out. And before you could do it, you had to run for your life. We traced you to Trieste and sent word to Volk who was living there. Now, what else do you want me to tell you?
It isn't true.
It isn't true that you agreed to betray us to the Germans?
No, it isn't.
It isn't true that even now they're waiting for you at Saulbrush Valley to show them the way?
Do you want to listen to me?
No.
Now, look, in all fairness...
You can talk at your trial.
But...
The people are gathering now. In an hour... It will be all over.
With that, she walked out of the hut. I tried to get up, but now I could feel the pain shooting into every part of my body. What was I going to do? With every passing minute, it seemed to be less and less of a nightmare, but if it wasn't a nightmare, what could it be?
Gavri Karja. Your fellow villagers have asked me to preside as judge at your trial.
Wait, it's Miss Danilo.
As the mother of Dusan Brankovic, our martyr, I, Elena Brankovic, accept that honor.
No. You're Miss Danilo, Miss Francesca Danilo. You know me. Then tell these people who I am. Well, tell them.
Who brings the charge?
I do.
I, Darinka, state the charge. He was seen entering the headquarters of the Nazi regiment in the town of Kalju.
I never...
Silence! You shall have your chance. He was seen by witnesses.
I listened to the charge. I was fascinated, the way a bird might be fascinated by a snake. I was seen entering the Nazi headquarters. I was seen leaving.
Gabri Kaja, what do you have to say in your defense?
I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's a dream. It's gone on too long. All I want to do is end it. But how?
Since you won't speak in your own behalf, is there anyone who will speak for you?
I will.
Look.
Yes. It's been such a hard life for all of us. We freeze in the winter, we starve all the year. And so sometimes the temptation to give up the fight is almost too much for our human strength to withstand. Let us not shoot him.
What are you saying, Volk?
Hasn't there been enough killing? Haven't they killed too many of us already?
If we don't kill him, how can he be punished?
He's already been given the greatest punishment a man can know. He has lost the friendship, the esteem of his village. From now on, he's an outcast. What woman will have him as a husband? What man will have him as a friend?
Let us vote.
There were about 100 people gathered around us. When she asked for those in favor of execution, practically every hand was raised. She nodded her head. 5 men armed with rifles approached. I was placed against a huge rock. The 5 men raised their rifles.
No! Don't shoot! You must give me a chance to say something!
You were given a chance. You didn't take it.
I'll take it now. Please, please listen. Look, everybody, I couldn't have committed this treason. You know why? If this is the year 1943, then I haven't even been born yet.
This is what you wish to tell us?
I was born in America. Gabri Kaja was my father. Look at me.
Yes, yes, I resemble the Gabri Kaja, you know, but only the way a son resembles a father. Look at me closely, all of you. Am I really that Gabri Kaja? Am I exactly as tall? Is my face exactly the same?
The scar? Where is the scar? He fought with Dushan.
He fought with Dushan over you and lost, which is why he wants to betray us.
But where is the scar from Dushan's knife?
That's right. My father had that scar on his cheek. Is it on mine? No. Therefore, I am not my father. I am his son. And I have not yet been born.
We are mad. All of us are mad. We have been driven to madness by hunger and cold and fear.
Wait. Wait, Elena. Perhaps this is what we have prayed for. A miracle. Why is he here? Why?
I don't know. Wait. Perhaps I do know. Now look, my father saved the village, right? Which means he wasn't killed here. He led the Germans into a trap.
What kind of trap?
An ambush. Yeah, yes. Yeah, that was the story. He told the Nazis he would lead them to the hiding place of the villagers, but instead he took them to a narrow path.
I know of such a place where a few good riflemen could wipe out the regiment.
Yes. The Ravine Galvara.
Exactly.
Let me lead them there.
You?
That's right. They think I'll take them to where the villagers are hidden. But instead, I will guide them to the Galvara.
Good.
Yes.
Now look, if this is the year 1943, the tide of war has already turned against them. They have lost 250,000 soldiers at Stalingrad in Russia. The Americans have already landed in Africa, Sicily, Italy. Next year, they will invade France.
Is that really true?
Believe me, yes.
Let the village vote.
They voted. To believe me, the ambush was prepared. I made my way to where the German SS detachment was waiting, and I reported to the colonel.
What village you, Gabri Kaja?
They moved to a new place, sir.
You know where it is?
Yes, sir.
Lead the way. Remember, at the first sign of treason, you'll be shot.
Yes, colonel. Just beyond this ravine.
Now, move quickly. I don't care for narrow places.
Go on, Gavri! Behind the rock!
You are listening to the Yugoslav American Hour, bringing you the disco music of the 1980s. And now...
It was a dream. It couldn't have been a dream. It happened. It happened. I know it happened. I managed to get up the mountain. There was a small, trim, neat-looking house. Beyond it, a few others. A church, a school, a few shops. This was Gorban. I stopped the car, walked to the house, knocked on the door. A woman opened it. She was rather attractive, although no longer young. But there could be no mistake.
You are Darinka?
Yes.
And, Elena, is she still alive?
Elena? No, she died last year. But who are you? How do you know me? Why do you ask for Elena?
Who am I?
You seem familiar. I'm sure I know you.
Well, I have come to visit my father's village.
Oh, you are Gavri. Gavri Karga. Oh, come in, sit down. I'll tell everyone you're here. Oh, we will have a celebration tonight. Your father, he saved us all. You know about that, I'm sure.
Yes.
You look exactly like him, except for the scar. Oh, that scar, he got it because of me. He fought a man named Duchamp. But the truth? I wasn't in love with either of them.
You don't look a day older.
Older than what? I'm 60.
Will Neda look like you at 60, I wonder?
Neda? Who is Neda?
Well, something tells me she is the girl I'm going to marry.
Good. And of course you will name the first boy Gavri.
Yes, of
Gavri Karja. Son of Gavri Karja. After all these years, you have finally come home.
Yes, Darinka, I have finally come home.
As Mr. Stevenson said, home is a sailor, home from the sea, and the hunter home from the hills. All things come home at eventide. There is no place like home. This is a theme that has entranced the poet since time began. Home, be it ever so humble, the magic is still there. And for all of us, it is the greatest magic in our lives. I shall return shortly.
Weekdays on PBS Television. Wake up to comedy with One Day at a Time.
You really think you have stuff, don't you, Simon?
Ladies in this building, don't call me super for nothing.
Then, keep laughing as Mel lays down the law on Alice.
There is only one rule in the restaurant business, Vera. Get them to swallow it.
And, The Price is Right with the priceless Bob Barker. That's One Day at a Time, Alice and The Price is Right, weekdays on PBS Television. Check your local listings for the time.
My friends are dropping by, summer fun's in store. We're picking time and camping time, it's country time for sure. Before you all get dirty here, the trip that should be made. Get a drink that tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country time! Get down to your store for plenty of country time lemonade-flavored drinks. Look for the country time coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The old country. For everyone, there is an old country, a place that exists somewhere else. All of us are immigrants, no matter how long we have been in residence. And the memories of that old country,
That other country remains us forever. Nothing, no one, remains fixed in one spot for eternity. One day, our descendants shall pick themselves up and leave, just as our ancestors did. And this country shall exist in fond recollection as the old country. Our cast included Paul Hecht, Carol Tytel, Court Benson, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Your awful chairs and all your other possessions. Ah, yes, like Kelly, like me, like Father. Ah, Father was one of your possessions, too. Ah, you owned him. He belonged to you till he couldn't stand it anymore, and he died. But I didn't kill him. Nobody can say I killed my own father. No, no. Nobody can say that.
Troy, cut it out.
Because you did that. You cruel, you stupid woman. You sitting there so smug, so pleased with yourself.
Troy, stop it.
But she's dead.
Stop it. Are you all right, Mother?
Yeah, she's all right, isn't she?
I don't know.
Why is she just sitting there?
Troy, I don't know. Mother?
Oh, do something, Carrie. Do something.
Shut up, you little idiot. Don't you see I don't know what to do?
This is Tammy Grimes inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The Pittsburgh Symphony will pay tribute to two of history's greatest composers when it presents a Haydn-Stravinsky birthday celebration during JuneFest 82 in honor of Haydn's 250th birthday anniversary and Stravinsky's 100th birthday. You can enjoy five great concerts at Heinz Hall on June 23rd, 25th, and 26th, and at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland on June 30th and July 2nd. The music of these masters will come alive under the direction of Pittsburgh Symphony Associate Conductor Michael Lancaster, guest conductor David Atherton, and superb guest soloists, including pianist Charles Rosen, duo pianists Richard and John Contigiulia, and cellist Sharon Robinson. Included is a complete staging of Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale with actors, dancer, and chamber orchestra. Don't miss these JuneFest Haydn-Stravinsky concerts with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Tickets are on sale now at Heinz Hall and Kaufman's. For more information, call 281-5000.
60 degrees our current temperature reading downtown, 57 degrees out at the airport. The 10 p.m. edition of CBS News is brought to you in part by Digicom Systems, exclusive distributor of the new generation Victor computer. Good evening, it's 10 p.m., and this is KQV Pittsburgh.
CBS News, this is Rob Armstrong. The Illinois House of Representatives has dealt the proposed Equal Rights Amendment a staggering blow, if not a knockout punch. The House a few hours ago voted 103-72 in favor of ERA, four votes short of the three-fifths majority needed in the Illinois General Assembly for ratification of a constitutional amendment. State Representative Clyde Robbins was one who voted against ERA.
I am sorry that I must vote and have voted no on this issue. I will always work for not necessarily equal rights for women, but preferential rights for ladies.
There will be more maneuvering tomorrow in Springfield, a last-ditch effort there to revive the amendment. Three more states must ratify ERA by June 30th if it is to become part of the U.S. Constitution. And even the amendment's staunchest supporters are conceding that possibility is a long shot. CBS News continues in a minute.
When you get
itchy red skin,
get Coriade. When you get it,
darn bug,
get Coriade. When you get it,
oh, touch of poison ivy,
get Coriade.
Cordae gently works with your body's natural defenses. It's all you need for the relief of dermatitis and other minor itches and rashes.
When you get it, itchy eczema, get Cordae.
Read and follow label directions.
Here's how to tell Skyhawk, the new smaller Buick, with your eyes closed. The doors, for instance, sound like this. Unless you get the sedan, then it's like this. Similarly, the hood and the trunk shut with a satisfyingly solid... The new Skyhawk, you see, is very precisely built and inspected hundreds of times in hundreds of places, so everything fits like... excepting, of course, where people sit. There, the fit is more like...
Ah.
The new Buick Skyhawk. Everything fits beautifully, including you. That's nice.
A new ceasefire has apparently taken hold around Beirut, Lebanon, after one of the heaviest days of shelling since Israel invaded southern Lebanon 16 days ago. After about 7 hours of shelling, Israel declared a unilateral ceasefire at the urging of special U.S. Middle East envoy Philip Habib. In Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin came in for some stern and harsh questioning from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Some senators warned him that the mood in Congress may be shifting away from additional military aid to Israel. Last night's decision by a federal jury in Washington that John Hinckley Jr. is not guilty by reason of insanity brought some emotional responses today. On Capitol Hill, there were calls for a change in the insanity defense, and two jurors told reporters today that they regret having changed their minds and voted with the majority instead of voting guilty. Ned Potter went to Detroit to talk to one of the psychiatrists who testified for the government.
Dr. Ernst Rodin examined John Hinckley twice on behalf of the prosecution. He says Hinckley is dangerous and should be segregated from society for at least 10 to 15 years. And he says he is angry now, not at the jurors, but at the system, which forces prosecution and defense to take extreme sides against each other, thus burying the truth about Hinckley's problems.
He is crazy. But the jury had an impossible task. The jury had to say, well, yes, he is crazy, but sane. Now, this doesn't make any good sense.
Dr. Rodin, a Detroit neurologist, says the insanity defense, the question of whether Hinckley could distinguish right from wrong, is nonsense. For Hinckley, the moral issue was irrelevant. His only concern was the attention he would get from shooting the president. Rodin says the prosecution never appreciated the difficulty of proving Hinckley sane despite his obviously crazy act. Ned Potter, CBS News, Detroit.
Argentina's military junta collapsed today. The army appointed retired General Rinaldo Bignoni to be the new president. The Air Force and the Navy withdrew from the junta. Pete Rose of the Philadelphia Phillies got a hit tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Rose now has 3,772 hits in his career, putting him in second place in the all-time list. Now this.
This could be the time to buy a new home or rent new office space. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, the rate of inflation in real estate is beginning to slow down everywhere. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that can help keep you informed of everything happening anywhere in business that could affect your future, your family's future, and your company's future. Other Wall Street Journal articles reported on how a move in Congress threatens tax benefits for professionals who incorporate, which new mutual fund is getting plenty of attention on Wall Street, and why continued high unemployment so far has aroused relatively little public outcry. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 6 months of the Journal for $47, just 37 cents a day. That's $47 for 6 months of the Journal, just 37 cents a day. So, if you're serious about business, put the Wall Street Journal to work for you. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
19 people, most of them employees of two huge Japanese electronics companies, have been charged with trying to steal computer secrets from IBM. 6 people have been arrested so far. The others are reportedly in Japan. The group is alleged to have paid $648,000 to a man who was supposed to supply them with a host of industrial secrets from IBM. The man...